We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He was born on Long Island in 1743 and moved with his family to Goshen 3 years later. His father wanted him to be a farmer, but as he grew older, it became apparent he was destined for other things, and he was sent off to study Latin and Greek and mathematics, eventually pursuing a career in medicine. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll take a look back at Dr. Benjamin Tustin right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. Reopened for the 2026 season, Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
As the American War for Independence approached, Benjamin Tustin was a young doctor in Goshen. Modest, unassuming, and affable, he became known for his superior knowledge and skill in surgery. He was a vocal supporter of the quest for liberty, and while once deemed too physically weak and fragile of health to become a farmer, he became vigorous enough to join the militia and rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel. After a raid by Joseph Brant and his men on Peenpack in October of 1778, Tustin wrote to George Washington asking for Continental Army troops to help protect the settlements. Washington had none to spare. After another raid by Brant, this one on Minisink in July 1779, Tustin and his men pursued the marauders as they fled with their bounty. Against Tustin's better judgment, the militia met the enemy on a desolate hilltop near present-day Barryville in a day-long battle that ended very badly for the Americans. It was in the relative shade of an outcropping of bluestone that Tustin began to treat the wounded as they fell. After hours of fighting, the militia was overrun, and the battle devolved into hand-to-hand combat, with the Patriots getting much the worst of it. The order was issued that it was every man for himself, and Tustin was advised to flee. True to his oath, he refused to leave. Tustin and the 17 men he was caring for at Hospital Rock were killed on the spot. The remains of the men killed that day were left on the battleground for 43 years before an attempt was made to retrieve them. A few hundred bones were recovered, but Dr. Benjamin Tustin and his fellow soldiers were never accorded a proper burial. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.